Chapter 15. David made him houses in the city of David, and he prepared a place for the ark of God, and pitched for it a tent. Then David said, "No one ought to carry the ark of God but the Levites. For the Lord has chosen them to carry the ark of God, and to minister to him forever." David assembled all Israel at Jerusalem, to bring up the ark of the Lord to its place, which he had prepared for it. David gathered together the sons of Aaron, and the Levites, of the sons of Kohath, Uriel the chief, and his brothers 120, of the sons of Merari, Asaiah the chief, and his brothers 220, of the sons of Gershom, Joel the chief, and his brothers 130, of the sons of Elizaphan, Shemaiah the chief, and his brothers 200, of the sons of Hebron, Eliel the chief, and his brothers 80, of the sons of Uziel, Aminadab the chief, and his brothers 112. David called for Zadok and Abiathar the priests, and for the Levites, for Uriel, Asaiah, and Joel, Shemaiah, and Eliel, and Aminadab, and said to them, "You are the heads of the ancestral houses of the Levites. Sanctify yourselves, both you and your brothers, that you may bring up the ark of the Lord, the God of Israel, to the place that I have prepared for it. For because you were not prepared the first time, the Lord our God made an outbreak against us, because we did not seek him according to the ordinance." So the priests and the Levites sanctified themselves to bring up the ark of the Lord, the God of Israel. The children of the Levites bore the ark of God on their shoulders with the poles thereon, as Moses commanded according to the word of the Lord. David spoke to the chief of the Levites to appoint their brothers the singers, with instruments of music, stringed instruments and harps and cymbals, sounding aloud and lifting up the voice with joy. So the Levites appointed Heman the son of Joel, and of his brothers, Asaph the son of Berechiah, and of the sons of Merari their brothers, Ethan the son of Kashiah, and with them their brothers of the second degree, Zechariah, and Jazil, and Shemiramoth, and Yehi, and Unni, and Eliab, and Benaiah, and Moiah, and Mattithiah, and Eliphelehu, and Micneiah, and Obed-Edom, and Jael, and Azaziah were doorkeepers. So the singers, Heman, Asaph, and Ethan, were given cymbals of bronze to sound aloud, and Zechariah, and Jazil, and Shemiramoth, and Yehi, and Unni, and Eliab, and Moiah, and Benaiah, with stringed instruments set to Alamoth, and Mattithiah, and Eliphelehu, and Micneiah, and Obed-Edom, and Jael, and Azaziah, with harps tuned to the eight-stringed lyre, to lead. Kenaniah, chief of the Levites, was over the song. He instructed about the song, because he was skillful. Berechiah and Elkanah were doorkeepers for the ark. Shebaniah, and Josaphat, and Nathanir, and Amasai, and Zechariah, and Benaiah, and Eleazar, the priests, blew the trumpets before the ark of God, and Obed-Edom and Jehiah were doorkeepers for the ark. So David, and the elders of Israel, and the captains over thousands, went to bring up the ark of the covenant of the Lord out of the house of Obed-Edom with joy. It happened, when God helped the Levites who bore the ark of the covenant of the Lord, that they sacrificed seven bulls and seven rams. David was clothed with a robe of fine linen, and all the Levites who bore the ark, and the singers, and Kenaniah the master of the song with the singers, and David had on him an ephod of linen. Thus all Israel brought up the ark of the covenant of the Lord with shouting, and with sound of the cornet, and with trumpets, and with cymbals, sounding aloud with stringed instruments and harps. It happened, as the ark of the covenant of the Lord came to the city of David, that Michal the daughter of Saul looked out at the window, and saw King David dancing and playing, and she despised him in her heart.